podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Look who's back. You made your IFL return in that exact seat. I don't think you've been on since then. A lot has gone on.
No, you're the last person to interview me from IFL. You're the last person to interview me. Or should I interview you? How's your sex life?
That's one thing, well, non-existent, mate, so it's a very fucking short interview if that's what you're going to be asking me, Tom, don't you?
Right now, here we are. What can I say about that? Better luck in the future. Maybe try actually talking to girls instead of talking to men on sofas. But other than that, yeah, I'll give you some tips. Bro, Ipnol.
We were going to talk about you maybe getting a license back. Fucking hell. Yeah, well, we sat here before and we spoke about like heavyweight boxing and you said you were training some lads and that. But you are fighting on the undercard of a legend of British boxing, the Hitman, Ricky Hatton himself, who's having his exhibition at Manchester Arena on the same night as Huey Fury, Michael Hunter. They're kind of tying in as two events. So there's going to be a lot of people there. Yeah, I think the tickets are kind of on the of the same, what's it? So you can go to both, is what I believe. So there's going to be a lot of people there, and this is the Tom Little comeback.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what it is. Listen, for starters, all I want to put a big shout out to my pal Bouncer, who represents Wicked and Bad, and that, well, it's his brand. He rang me up. He said, "Do you want to do an exhibition?" And I was like, "Yeah." Anyway, I haven't talked to him. When he mentioned it was on the undercard of Ricky Hatton, I was like, "Yeah, of course." And I thought myself, I've been toying with the idea of boxing again anyway. So I thought myself, what better way, what safer way to see how my body handles a camp? Listen, when I say I'm going to box again, I don't mean to say I'm going to box again. I'm going to box again for my own happiness and just like fight domestically. Whether you see me on a big show or not, I don't know. But I believe I've got a domestic title with me. So I'm just going to shoot with that. But first things first, I'm going to deal with this kid that they've got in for this exhibition. Can you see me actually doing anything exhibitional?
Well, I was going to say, because you've tasted a level of competitive boxing with some of the people you've been in with, where you are fighting for rankings, the potential to go on and earn money and be in fights that are on television. An exhibition, will it be an exhibition when you step in now? I mean, that was my next question, because I'm not sure I can see it. Obviously, you're the only man who knows.
You straight up, listen, let me tell you something. A spar's a fight to me, but that's it. You put a pair of gloves on, stand in front of me, I'm going to try and take your head off your shoulders. So I don't think the exhibition is going to last very long, if I'm honest with you. But listen, the boys, what's he called? Wisdom the Prophet. Wisdom ain't very wise, and I'm going to prophesize an ass kicking of biblical proportions. That's about it. You know, but listen, again, shout out to Bouncer and that, and coming at me with this here, because boxing's what I miss in my life. Now, I love giving advice to young'uns. I love giving advice to the boys and coaching them and doing whatever not. But listen, I don't think I can move on from boxing. Well, I know I can't. It makes me a very miserable person. It makes me a very, very miserable person. So I thought myself, do you know what? This is the safest way to see what I've actually got left. Now, in my head, this is the conclusion I come up with. Like I say, I've always been an honest man. I've always been really honest. Sometimes a bit too honest, if I'm honest. I was operating out my level. That was it for money. Not saying I went anywhere to get beat, because I wouldn't do that and I couldn't do that. It ain't in my biological makeup. And plus, I've done a few silly things while trying to, like, I tried to ruin everything that I've ever done. Like, done some silly things in gyms and whatever, not turning up in a pair of jeans and whatever. And I just feel like, listen, Tom, go put some respect on your life's work. That's it. Just go put some respect on it. Whatever I achieve, whatever I don't. All the only thing I can guarantee is wisdom's going to be laying spread eagle like a victim. And then I shall have a look around the domestic thing. Listen, Southern area, English title, dare to go British. Do you know what I mean? That's me. That's where I'm kind of comfortable at. I don't see anybody around there that's done any more than I've done. Around that level.
Or been in with.
Yeah. Or, like, do you know what I mean? So, I'm just gonna put the work in, put the graft in, and, I think we're, like, 4 weeks out now. 4 weeks out. Go and set the AO Arena on fire. I might even steal the show. Not literally steal it, because that's quite a big arena. I don't know how I'm going to get that away, but...
Obviously, when we spoke before, you were kind of toying with the idea, and as much as I can ask you back then, I think it was only like 6-7 months ago, as much as I can ask you, are you going to come back, Tom? And you go, nah, I enjoy this, I enjoy that. Did you always know it was only going to be fighting that was going to get you ticking?
Yeah, like, do you know what it is? There's something that don't scratch an itch like getting punched in the face. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've walked in here, Josh had a niece and that getting ready. I've jumped in, started sparring with them and whatever not, because I just love it. I love boxing. I love doing it. I ain't very good at it, but I try. I do try. But listen, we're all born to walk a certain road, and this is the road I was born to walk. I do believe that, generally, in my art of arts. I'm not very good at anything else. Like, I'm worse than not very good at anything else. Can you imagine me being a telephone salesman?
No.
Can you imagine me ringing up trying to sell you double glazing?
You are a bit of a wordsmith, but there might just be some expletives in the middle.
Yeah. I'll buy some fucking double glazing, you cunt. I was literally one bad day, one late night sleep away from selling pictures of my feet to some stranger in America. Do you know what I mean? Like, just opening an OnlyFans or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's where it got me. I was like, what else can you do? What other gifts do you have? Well, I have one large gift. No, seriously, like, honestly, I'm not a raging pervert, and pictures on my feet are not for sale, you lot. I don't know, though. Listen, come at me with some offers and I might be able to sort your toenail or something out. But listen, do you know what is it? All jokes on one side, I just love boxing. It's competitive, and like I said, I've got some good pals around me that are fun to fight a safe way. I've seen what I've got left. See, whether I am just shot to bits, which one's sparring at? I definitely don't feel shot to bits. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like, I think for once, you're going to see me operating out on my level, but where it's the roles reversed, where I'm not the one out of my depth. So don't all be fooled that I look $1 million and start... getting me to call fucking the next Olympians out, because it ain't happening. I ain't doing it. And Eddie, listen to what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm pointing at you, right? No. How much are we talking? And
look, Tom, I ain't got much space left on this card, so I'm going to leave it with one more thing. We are going to cover that fight, so we will sit down and we will have a proper chinwag about where this is going to go. But as you sit here now, if you could pick somewhere within realistic boundaries for this to end, where would it end?
My dream, Yeah. British title, me and Dave Allen. There you go. Yeah. That's it. That'd be.
And you could walk away a happy man.
I could walk away a happy man. I'd walk away and go to sleep and think, yo, what, Tom? You've done it. You know what I mean? You cracked it. Either that or Lucas Brown. That's it. Them two there. Fight one of them, and I will go away happily. I'll beat both of them as well, possibly on the same night, while high on drugs.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.